Our next speaker this evening is Will Davis. He is a former cheesemonger at Formaggio, currently a sake guy at La Bodega, a potter, cat lover, trail user, and bike enthusiast. Will is going to share a story of a reunion with a bike that he thought was lost to him. All right, Will.
Hello. I'm Will. And one thing I've learned tonight, and you will all soon learn, is that I'm the least cool person on this panel. These people are all really awesome. I have never bike packed or done any work to improve trails or build trails. I've never collided with a moose or a deer. And is my fly unzip? No? Okay, we're good. And I've never held public office. But I just love my bicycle, and I love riding my bicycle like that Queen song. And I really, really love our trail system in Anchorage. And, you know, I ride my bike to work in the summer because I'm not that hardcore. And yeah, that's about it. It's great. So, where was I going next? My story is about a beautiful summer day last July where I rode my bike to work, as I'm sure a lot of you do. Oh, and I guess that's what I was gonna say, is maybe I'm like some of you out there who aren't amazing badasses, but just like their bikes. So I rode my bike to work. This was a lovely, like, 75-degree Sunday. You know, I got started at like 10:30 a.m., like, easy sleep-in, basically, and got to work. And it was one of those days that's so nice that you just, like, rather be outside, like, shoveling poop than inside doing whatever you're doing. You know, 7 p.m. rolls around, I get off work and, like, lock the door and, like, turn around, and my bike is gone. And just quick show of hands, who here has had a bike stolen ever? And who here just knows a friend or knows someone that's had their bike stolen? So it's definitely a problem. And it's the worst. I did what anyone would do. I got on my phone and got on the, like, you know, municipality, like, stolen item page and sifted through that and posted a thing. And, you know, I was just pacing around, figuring out what I'm going to do, and just started walking home. And took the long way, you know, cut through every single side street in between 36 and Benson, and just made it a really long walk, and had those, like, fantasies of, if I see someone riding it, like, am I going to run up and Chuck Norris them, like, off of my bike, and because that could happen. And or if I saw it in the back of a truck, maybe, like, do a sweet, you know, Tom Cruise, like, leap into the bed, and that didn't happen. I just got home and didn't have my bike and stewed about it. And then I got on Facebook and I posted a picture of my bike, and a bunch of awesome people shared it, and but still no bike. 2 days later, I think on Tuesday, I got a text from a friend of a picture of my bicycle, which I should tell you about my bicycle real quick. It's really cool. It's a 1986 Nishiki Olympic 12, and it's like teal and white. It's a total just queen of the 80s, and it's pretty sexy. But it's worth, like, I bought it when I was like 15 or 16 for like $175, not really worth anything. And I always kind of thought the old timers were safe around town, you know? Could just lock it up or leave it unlocked and it'd be fine, but not the case. But anyways, I got a picture of this truck with my bike in the back of it, and it had the license plate. I even could see the cross street. It was on Jewel Lake and Diamond. And but I was, like, in a meeting at work and couldn't, like, do anything about it. So I'm just sitting there for like 2 hours, like, tapping my foot, like, let's get this over with so I can call the police. And I do that, and I give them the license plate number. I'm like, we've got a solid lead on my bike. And the person's like, yeah, that truck is stolen. So that lead was gone, basically. But that night, I just drove over to Jewel Lake and Diamond, and it was pouring down rain, and I just drove around for like 2 hours down every single street and like in people's driveways and just looked like an insane person. Probably looked pretty sketchy myself, like I'm scoping out this neighborhood, but just drove around looking for my bike and still to no avail. But then the highlight of the story, I guess, is the following Sunday, I'm at work, just the same shift I was the day my bike got stolen, and I get a text from my friend who was on break from work and just, you know, saw my bike in the Fred Meyer parking lot on Northern Lights and like Seward Highway, which is about a block from where it was stolen. And he's just said, "I have eyes on your bike, what should I do?" And I just responded, "Call the police, please, and like, here's the case number." And APD showed up, and they got my bike back. Yeah. Go APD. And so I talked to the officer on the phone, and I'm a dummy who didn't know my serial number, but I just described it in, I guess, enough vivid detail, like the shade of teal that it is, that he believed me. And they brought my bike back to me, pretty much not ruined, which was great. And that's it. I had basically at this point written it off as gone and somewhat irreplaceable. It's not a modern bike, and I don't know, I've never seen another one, but it was, you know, one of those things where you're just like, someday I'll see that bike. And maybe some of you have that feeling about your stolen bikes, like someday I'll see it. And it's always possible. I guess the moral of my story is just stay resilient and stay vigilant and keep riding your bikes, and thieves are bad. And that's my story.